All right, everybody, welcome. Hey, good to see y'all.
Hello.
And welcome to episode 5.
I think. Yeah.
Five is alive.
Oomph. Is this us all going to be Johnny Five jokes this whole day?
I hope not.
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, no. that seemed to cover it. That was those. Enough.
I think we could have blown right past it, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Well, now that you've made a point, out of it, we have no choice.
Yeah.
I mean, you've
drag yourself. It out into the mud and then flog it mercilessly.
All right. Does anybody want to go over what happened last time? Does anybody remember?
My mind is a blank.
Cluster flock.
There was an octopus.
So yeah, we killed the octopus between the boats. We've been fighting people's honor boats and on the other boats. Our good friend the spellcasters have been messing with the bad guys and lots of rough and tumble.
Who's winning right now?
I think in theory we are.
I think we've lost like one dude and they've lost like eight or something. Seems like winning.
A lot more than eight.
Yeah.
We've killed about what, like 20-ish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it started out, you guys had 21 combatants, the enemies had 20, and now you guys have 19 combatants, and they have 3 plus?
Yeah.
17.
Ah, that plus is scary.
Well,
I see more than 3.
I mean, the octopus could come back.
A couple of those over on that other boat are like...
Well, no, I'm just on our boat, though. I see more than 3. There's 2, 4, 6 bad guys.
The 3 is the bad guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
The 19 is you guys.
Okay.
So
I guess I'm mistaking some red shirts for bad guys.
We got a mercenary on the enemy boat.
So there's nobody bad guy on our boat.
We got a mage up in the stern mast on the enemy boat.
Stern castle.
Well, he's not. There's no stern castle on this vessel.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
There was a third enemy. Maybe this is because of the druid. Because you didn't kill him, but he went into the water, right?
He was the octopus, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so. Last time we left, it was the end of Donald's turn. So now, after Donald, what we have are the bad guy command crew, which they're not present, so they don't have a turn. The next move is so the last of the mercenaries on the enemy vessel moves over to the captain, and I had been I hadn't been clear previously, you guys. Fought what I kept calling a captain.
Yeah.
But he was the captain of the mercenary group.
Okay, so he's the one that fell in the ocean.
He's the one that fell in the ocean.
Okay.
In addition to the druid. So
he wasn't like the leader guy.
Hmm?
He was just the captain of the crew.
Of the mercenaries.
Ah, I see.
Right. The crew, so there's an official naval captain.
Makes sense.
Which is here on the vessel, and 2 official naval sailors that are on the boat that you know about.
So is the official naval captain a bad man?
You don't know, but based upon this last mercenary's movements, he moves up behind the captain. Let me make a check here. Yeah, that's no problem. And he grabs the captain and puts a knife to the captain's throat.
Oh, no.
Takes him as a hostage. So the royal naval captain is probably not a bad guy.
Okay.
All right, we've got next is Captain Sam Blackwell of the good ship Brine Barrel. All right, so Captain Sam realizes that the 2 ships, they were attempting to tether and latch the ships together. Donald and Gob Jamjar moved over to the enemy vessel. Most of the ropes that were connecting the two vessels have been severed. There's 1 rope remaining. However, just before Donald and Gob Jamjar got onto the enemy vessel and started cleaning house on the rest of them, the enemy mercenary captain had told the naval officer to bear to the right. So he had turned the vessel to the right in order
you
to...
You mean starboard.
To starboard. So the enemy vessel is veering to starboard away from your boat. Captain Sam Blackwell moves up to his station at the wheel and begins to turn the wheel to match the heading with the enemy vessel.
Okay.
Boom. I told him to do that. But he probably figured it out too.
Most exciting.
Well, should we cut the tether, or?
I've got one more move to make till the end of the round. The even-numbered bad guys. There's one remaining, which is this mage up here.
Oh, that damn mage.
You're not aware of any actions that he takes. He remains up in the mast.
Sneaky bastard.
And that'll be the end of round six. We are on now round seven. Fight! Starting with Gob Jamjar, coming in at 22.
Okay. Let's see here. What do I got? I actually don't have that much to work with anymore. So, what is that? Who is on the starboard side of the ship that is not the two cadets?
These are the two cadets.
And then the small one in the middle.
This is Oberon's projection image.
Oh, okay. Okay. I would like to cast Vicious Mockery on the mage. Oh, yeah. He must make a wisdom saving throw.
What's the DC?
14.
Oh, natural 19.
Oh, okay.
He has a thick hide. He has a lot of self-confidence.
Okay. And then I will also give you this, Mr. Donnell, and I will give him a bardic inspiration. And that'll be it for me.
How does your bardic inspiration sound? Like, roleplay that for us.
Okay. So I'll strum my lute.
It sounds a little fucked up, but it does its job.
Donald, don't be a cunt. Don't fuck this up. Kill him dead and make sure that he does not come back. Make sure he does not go quietly into that good night.
That was glorious. That will blow me through the coming work week.
You're welcome.
Love the title.
Yeah, that's my turn.
All right, so now we're on to Ghenora.
Well, I'm standing at the edge of the ship on the starboard side. And am I right where the rope is?
Yes.
I want to try and chop through the rope, I guess.
Okay. Attack the rope.
Ten.
That's just enough to cause damage to the rope.
Thank God.
So you're attacking the rope while we're on that other ship?
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Wow.
Well, Captain Sam did start to adjust the heading to match the other one.
Nora's very confused. But she is not an ocean-going creature.
I was told she saw the rope. I'm attacking the rope.
Rope on ship smack.
She saw the tension in the rope building and feared for that she thought her vessel would be ripped apart.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
How much of the damages did you do?
Oh.
Roll for Dizzle.
1d4 plus 2.
Nice.
6.
Okay, you've severed that rope. There are no ropes connecting the boats.
Oh, it died.
No ropes for old boats.
Lovely.
Anything else?
I've already cast water breathing on all my friends, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm good.
Okay. Now it's for the odd good guys, but there aren't any. There are plenty of odd good guys.
That's Donald right there in the middle?
Yes, with the green lightsaber.
Okay.
He is represented by the Jedi figurine. Basically, the brine crew and the red shirts are all exclaiming to the captain, "What's the move, Cap? Tell us what to do." And they all ready actions. And then we move on to, both the odd and even good guys have their turns right after each other. So they all basically defer to the leadership in how to proceed. And that moves us on to Oberon.
Number of things come to mind. but I would like to try and inspire the two non-combatant naval guys. You know, like, join our fight, help us finish this. We need to end this. Good friends, we can tell you are not our enemy. You have not fought us, but join our side. The battle is almost won. Let us end this terrible calamity and gain your freedom. Do you want me to roll?
To persuasion?
Persuasion, yeah.
You want to persuade them?
Persuasion through plus three. I need a dice. Just realized I didn't have a box of dice. Could I get a 20-sider? Dunkershaw.
You didn't come prepared?
I yes, that's correct. I forgot. Forgot the pork rinds and my dice. 11.
You issue your proclamation.
Okay. Fair enough. So does that count as my regular action?
No. That's a free action.
Fair enough. Then I'm going to walk to within range for charm person for the remaining bad, which that's the bad guy, or which one?
Yeah, the battle droids are the bad guys, and then this is the mage.
That's the mage.
The Sith is the mage.
The mage is how high up on the mast?
30 feet.
So I'd have to get right up next to the mast to be able to reach him with charm person. Plus he's a mage, it'll be hard to get on.
What's the range on charred person?
It's 25 feet plus 5 for every 2 levels.
Mm.
And that's a bad guy in the
Pythagoras
end on the
does not have your back on this one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have to walk right up to the mask and it would still be really close. That's a bad guy in the end over there on the left. Pass. I can't think of anything else I need to do right now.
Very well. Oberon passes his turn, and now we're on to Donald.
Okay. I'm trying to remember here. What turn are we on? How many turns have I been raging?
Turn 7?
We're on turn 7 now?
Yes.
42
yes.
seconds. Give or take.
So the mage is up above. Mercenary has the captain with a knife to his throat. I could always try and spear the mercenary through the captain.
Seems kind of rude.
Probably a little rude, yes.
The ship captain is a halfling.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Ooh, well. In that case...
Don't critical miss.
In that case, we're going for a javelin at the remaining mercenary over there.
Very well. Perfect. He's remembering his advantage this time.
Yeah, damn just saying, huh?
Enter Bardic Inspiration if you'd like to use it.
Got a pretty good 17 roll.
17 plus 1, so 18.
18 just hits him.
Just
yeah.
hits
him. Mm-hmm. There's like a little bit of extra cover from that.
Partial
halfling,
cover, but... right? Yeah.
So javelin is 1d6. And I would be able to use the Bardic Inspiration on the damage roll, would I not?
Bard?
No.
No?
Not for damage.
It's not for damage? Mm. I thought it was for damage.
I must have gone to the College of Valor for that. And or the College of the Sword or some shit like that.
Some damn thing.
The College of the Edgelord.
Yes.
Okay, then.
I'm too glamorous.
Damage is 1d6 plus 2 for rage. Fucking 3.
Oh. Meta school.
Valor is for people who like dying. Oh, it is.
Okay, he's not dead. He took some damages.
Thrilling sea battle.
You kind of drop that javelin over the top of the halfling's head and hit the guy on the right shoulder, which is his dominant hand. So he loses his grip on the captain and is unable to slash his throat in reaction. So he's taken a bit of damage and no longer has the captain grappled.
Nice.
Nice. You're badass, Donald.
Strangely effective, but I'll go with it.
Any move actions or anything else?
2, 3, 4. So if I were to run up onto him, he would get an opportunity attack.
No, it's only when you leave the threatened combat. Square. Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think I am going to charge up onto
him. On him?
Yep.
Kaboink. Hey, what's up, dude? Hello, then.
All right. So, the next in order would be this mercenary. What is he to do? He seems very scared. He's all alone, almost all alone on the boat.
Oh, no.
You know? Let's have him make a wisdom check here. And another roll that I'm going to make.
The DM has just made two rolls.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
This scary proposition.
Yes.
This mercenary here drops his knife and puts his hands up in the air and says, I submit! And ends his turn. The mage.
Donald. Do we have room for traitors?
There is no room for traitors.
Mage disappears.
Oh.
Poof. Son of a bitch.
Then may the River Styx have mercy on his soul.
I don't think he'll make the River Styx.
I don't think you know how this works.
All right, now it's the naval captain's turn. He grabs the wheel and starts to gain control of his vessel and straighten it out.
Yay!
Next,
Captain Sam Blackwell. He makes a wisdom check. He says, "Lads, secure ourselves to the enemy vessel."
Nora hangs her head in shame.
All right, so a bunch of the brine crew and the red shirts move up to grab ropes that are at the ready, and a couple of them chuck some lines. Okay, four of them are able to get lines thrown out. We draw these lines here. Don't snort the lines, only draw them. Okay, now we have four lines grappled across.
As the DM draws four parallel or perpendicular lines between the ships in purple marker.
Purple. In honor for the purple octopus who is no longer there. Okay, so they chuck some lines. They're getting ready to try to secure the boats together. The boats both have helmsmen and are cooperating in maintaining close distance and the same course. So we'll go ahead and be at the conclusion of round 7. Now we're on round 8.
I would like to run down. Where's the staircase on this ship? Fuck.
And that's going below decks.
I would like to.
The stairwell is after the ship.
Yeah. I go first, right? That's how this works. Yeah. Okay. I'd just like to full on just run over there and get under deck. No attack, nothing.
Okay.
I thought you were going to kill that guy.
Yeah. More pressing matters at the moment.
Okay.
There could be traitorous crew below. There's also a leaking ship that could be sinking.
Gob Jam Jar runs below deck at the aft of the ship. And now we're on to Nora.
I don't even know what to do.
How close are the boats at this point?
I don't know, within 6 to 10 feet.
Okay, not an easy cross, really.
I mean, I could jump it, but I don't see the point.
Jump it, pussy.
Well, now you've pissed me off, so Nora.
I'm under deck, you couldn't
hear
that.
If you were to go up to the forecastle, mm-hmm. you'd have a greater height and you'd have a better chance.
Okay. Run up there.
All right. Make an athletics check.
Wait, I'm below deck. I didn't actually yell that way. Don't do that.
Oh, natural 20.
Natural 20.
Boom. Okay, do that.
Mm-hmm. You not only land on the deck, but you do a perfect hero landing.
It's bad for your knees.
Unless you're a superhero.
That's right.
I don't.
I'll say you've used 20 feet of your movement. Do you want to use the rest of it?
I don't know.
Like, you just jumped across. You can move. Do you want to?
I'll just walk over towards my peeps.
Okay. So you jump from the forecastle of your boat. You land on the enemy boat, and you do like a tuck and roll maneuver because it was such an awesome athletic move. And you like,
you get a free move.
You come to a stand and like, you know, one hand on the ground, and you're snarling teeth and pissed off. Ah. Okay.
Don't chew the ropes.
Only the shoes.
So Nora's turn is over. Let's see, we've got some more rope buddies. That was terrible. Terrible showing.
Incompetent. It's still 7 ropes, so it seems like.
Yes, we got 2 more ropes up. So. That's 6 ropes, right? Yeah.
Oh, there's 4 the first time. Right.
And basically all the people that have ropes have thrown grapples across and made a connection. They're securing the lines and doing their standard latching procedures or whatever the hell the naval term for this is. They're,
seamanship.
Docking. The seamen are docking.
They're tying some half hitches.
Yeah, but you guys were worried about the Johnny Five is alive jokes. Jesus Christ.
No, we're just going to take it in a whole
nice
new
software.
Yeah, right?
Stephanie,
check out my floppy.
Monosodium glutamate.
Also resemble bird.
Butterfly. My turn?
Okay.
Anybody else for the good guy randos?
No.
Awesome. Seems like people have it in hand on the other side of the boat. I'm going to check for the crew and make sure everybody that needs healing or light wounds, whatever. I've got some cure wounds to heal. I want to check out the crew and make sure anybody who's injured, get some help. Is there anybody critically injured by eye?
Yeah, this red shirt here, red shirt number one, is not looking so well.
Yeah, I'm going to walk over to him.
His left arm is hanging.
Yeah, I'm going to walk over to him and do some cure wounds. Don't worry, good friend. You fought valiantly, and I shall bring good means to you to heal.
Okay. It took all that what I had left to throw that grappling rope.
Well fought, good sir. I'm going to walk over and heal.
Okay. Roll for heals.
Do I just... I just get it, right? And I just roll for how many hit points it gets? What is that, 1d6?
8.
D8. The player character is rolling a dice.
That player character 2 is Howard.
Did you add in your wisdom modifier?
No. +4, 6. 6.
Ooh.
Okay.
He's looking almost perfect.
I feel much better, Mapta.
He smiles at you and says, bless your heart.
Oh, shucks.
Thank you. Thank you for that. All right, Donald.
Do I smash him or not?
You're in a rage.
I'm below deck.
I feel like you don't have much option as a barbarian.
2-hand overhand swing with the maul. And I'm throwing the Bardic Inspiration in there too because
why not?
Why not?
Why not?
18 plus 6.
Yeah, that's going to be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You go squish now. You die like bug.
2d6 plus... Oh, yeah, +6 because, yeah, anyway, so +2, +4, so +6.
Minimum of 8.
6 plus 6, 8 plus 6.
14.
14.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, as far as you know. All right, we've got our last empty, and that was the last mercenary.
As far as I know.
Yeah, there's no more enemies on the boat.
Now, are they all see off the boat, or are they dead bodies on the boat?
They're dead bodies on the boat. Okay. There is a few that went in the drink.
Yeah, but not all
here
of
or there. No, only I think. Well, the druid, the mercenary captain, and at least one of the mercenaries when they're swinging across, like, didn't make it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We should ask the
greatest American hero.
We should ask the cadets on top if there's anybody below.
Is there anybody below?
Who do you ask?
The dude in front of me. Hey!
This buddy. Guy?
That's no, that's Oberon. No, the guy across the ship.
Over here?
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Is there anybody downstairs?
Make a perception check.
Oh, 10.
10? Okay. He shakes his head, and he seems to be, like, wincing and is hunched over. He looks like he's in pain and not doing well.
Are you in pain?
He nods.
Yes.
This guy needs some healing. I don't know what to do.
They poisoned us.
Oh, no. I have cure wounds, but I don't know how to use it.
Actually, you don't have that.
You basically just cast it. He's a willing target, so you don't have to roll to hit or anything like that.
Okay. Is it even my turn? Can I do that right now?
Sure.
That makes my duplicate. My channel.
So divinity
makes the duplicate.
What's the...
We're kind of in a non-combat mode now.
What do I roll?
So you heal 1d8 plus your spellcasting modifier, which would be your wisdom bonus.
Three. So that's seven.
Seven? Okay. You cast your healing spell on him. He seems to brighten up a little bit, but it doesn't seem to alleviate his overall condition.
Let me smell his breath and see if I can tell what the poison is. What would I use for that? Nature?
Investigation?
Or medicine?
Medicine.
Oh, never mind.
Medicine! Bad medicine. He's gonna turn undead. Ooh, I got an 18 plus 3.
18?
Mm-hmm.
You don't... I mean, you can't identify exactly what poison, or necessarily, because mm-hmm. he said they were poisoned. I mean, you know that, you know, the healing, your cure wounds spell isn't going to help against poison.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I don't get neutralized poison till level 4. Looks like our spell level 4.
I'm going to open the floor to you guys. We're going to move round by round, but initiative doesn't really matter right now.
Okay. What the fuck's down here?
The fuck's down there.
Yeah.
We're going to move into round 9. Boo-doo. Okay, you go down a short flight of stairs at the rear of the ship. You come to the bottom, and in front of you there's a door. With fancy inlays and carvings, you assume is probably the captain's quarters. A hallway to your left and right basically brings you around to point towards the front of the ship, and you see doorways leading into what would be the hold and the rest of the lower deck of the vessel.
Okay. Can I try the handle on the captain's door?
It seems to be open.
Oh, it is.
Unlocked.
Okay. I will open the door.
Okay, you open the door, and inside you see, you know, what would you expect to find in a captain's quarters. You know, there's a kind of a nice bed and a desk and, you know, a small library. Except everything in the room has been flipped up, turned over, ripped apart, just ransacked. Completely ransacked.
No,
you're pretty sure you smell human feces and urine in the room as well.
Chamber
make,
pot?
Make a perception check.
Okay. 5.
Okay.
You're not very perceptive.
I'm like,
What would you like to do while others do something?
Leave.
Leave? Okay.
Yeah, just kind of go around the hallway. I'll go starboard side.
Okay. Gob Gem Jar moves into the main hold.
He's underneath number 2.
Oberon, what are you doing this round?
So, are the ships getting closer together with the ropes being secured? Are they trying to do that? Is that
yeah? It happening? shouldn't be another round or two before they're fully tethered,
right? Are the boats closer? How far is it to get across? Would it be an easy-ish jump? I'm not like a great athlete.
It's a jump. Mm. It's doable. If you were to move to the fore or stern castle, you'd have a better shot like you saw Nora do.
I see. Well, first of all, our stricken friends with poison need bleeding. Is there a good barber on the ship?
Well, they all look at you in shock.
I just unsheath my claws. Well, I guess they're not sheathed. I just, like, hold up my hand, like, with my hyena type.
Well, doesn't appear to be much to do. Time for a drink. Oberon, fill up my tankard, take a break.
Oberon gets saucy.
Nobody else is, like, badly injured, obviously.
Donald?
Dude I just squished, his body's still on the deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to check him for loot?
Toss him over.
Chucking the bodies off the deck.
All right. Let the bodies hit the ocean floor. Let the body hit the ocean floor.
That's just slightly awkward.
Send you to the locker. All right. Donald is disposing of... He's giving burial rites. Let's see. He's doing his best Osama bin Laden. Nora.
Can't help the dude. I guess I'll follow Gom downstairs.
All right. Nora moves to the stairwell. Moves down the stairwell, and you smell poop. You see what I described to Gob Jam Jar ahead of you is the captain's quarters. The door is open. You can see it's been ransacked. And otherwise, you can go left or right, and then it turns again to move towards the front of the ship. Does that make sense?
I'm just going to follow Gom. So I think he went starboard.
Okay.
Because I don't know what else to do.
Make a perception check. Okay.
19 plus something.
I was like, DC 18?
Like,
okay. You see just on the inside of the door, inside of the captain's quarters, you know, it was all ransacked and all this kind of stuff. But there's like a satchel that leaned against just the inside of the door, nice and neat.
And it's not a purse?
No. Satchel. It was a male who owned it.
It's a European handbag.
That's right. Okay.
It's a giant clutch.
I want to open it. What do I find inside?
You open the satchel and look inside. Let's see what you find inside the satchel.
Rummaging through the man bag.
A bunch of stuff. A bunch of valuables and things.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Stuff and things.
Yeah, stuff and things. There's a bottle. Yeah. I mean, do you want to keep looking through it? But just looking into it, you see a bunch of what appear to be valuables.
Okay, I just like sling it over my shoulder.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, you snag that thing. You kind of take a quick peek at it. You don't move into the hold quite yet. Random rolls over here. Maybe random. Maybe not random. You don't know. Okay. Gob Jam Jar moves forward in the ship's hold. There's very little down here. There's some supplies, you know, usual equipment, ship type equipment. These ships weren't carrying any much of any cargo at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was primarily just you. But you do see on the port side a huge crack. Mm-hmm. A huge crack and lots of water pouring in very fast.
Okay. Is there any, like, water on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It hasn't been going for more than a couple few rounds or so, right? But, it's coming in at a pretty good clip.
Okay. I'll turn tail and run back towards the stairs and get up topside.
Okay. You move back
towards... You should warn Nora, too.
While muttering to myself, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit, oh fuck.
You catch up to Nora and you see she's just turning out from inside of that captain's quarters and she's got a satchel tied around her shoulder.
Look what I found.
And you see the gobster going, fuck, 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 fuck.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to like slide under her legs and go up the stairs. Fuck.
That's generally a good indication to follow the bard.
Yeah, I'm going to follow the bard. You're going to
follow the bard?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Gom, I would assume you're warning people that the ship is sinking? Maybe we want to probably project this so we don't go down with the other ship because we're all tied together.
He won't go down with the ship.
Maybe.
Donald killed that guy that tried to surrender. There will be no mercy on the high seas.
We don't
murder
have...
hobos is all we will be.
We don't have room in the brig for more people. Besides treason, it's a death sentence anyways.
Okay, the captain, the naval captain says, we've been poisoned. We're destined to die. Please save us. Please save us.
Abandoned fucking ship, dumbass.
He calls out to his two crewmates. They move to the edge of the ship. And they attempt to clamber across the ropes. They're not in leaping condition.
The captain's not going to go down with his ship like he's supposed to?
No, and that's a mis... It's not... That's not the misconception now. The going down with the ship means that the captain needs to make sure that everybody else is off the vessel before they leave. The whole, like, staying with it to go down is Hollywood.
Okay.
But, yeah, the captain's probably pushed women and children off the side in today's situations.
I am the captain now.
Okay, so they're gonna attempt to crawl across to safety.
We could probably throw them easier than they could crawl across.
Captain has to make a dexterity saving throw. Okay, he slipped and he almost fell in, but he's dangling. He's dangling on the rope.
Can I cast water breathing on him?
Oh god. The next guy, natural one, he's in the fucking ocean.
Sorry, buddy.
Probably got squished by
the ships. Other cadet, he makes it across.
Probably shouldn't have sucked so bad.
Donald, dive in after him.
No. No, not at this point.
Well, I mean, you can breathe underwater.
Yes. But I don't want to be left behind. Screw it. He's gone.
It's dark right now anyway at night.
Yeah, it's very dark. And it's very cold.
Ocean fall bad.
Eh.
So I believe we should be attempting to vacate the premises.
Well, we got to save the captain, too.
Well, Nora, you got this drink, right? I'm going to go over and pick him up.
I'll try.
Pick him up by the scruff of his neck. He's a halfling. He's little. Should be able to just straight arm up.
Give that athletics check.
15.
All right. You move out onto the rope a little bit because you can't reach him right from the edge. Mm-hmm. But you grab onto his wee little hand.
His teeny little hand. Like,
grab my strong hand.
He's just like baby hands.
And you basically just sling him up over your back, and he grabs on piggyback style.
Like a backpack. Oh, cool.
He needs to ride the puppy.
And you're on the rope. And next turn, you can move across.
Okay.
Donald?
The Don.
Gob?
The ship's going down. You want to have fun?
What do you have in mind?
I don't know what that means.
Wanna now break I'm shit? Worried.
Do we need to, or is it going to go down on its own?
It's
going to
go down on its own.
Is the captain aware that the other ship is sinking at this point?
I mean,
I'm gonna
the
run
terrified
over...
squealing of the bard coming out probably was...
I'm going to run over and run up to the stern castle, or the stern deck, and talk to the captain.
I think we can grind for XP by hitting the mast.
Well, he's not... They're not over yet. He's currently piggybacking
the
on there Nora.
I mean, invisible?
Our ship.
Oh, your captain.
Sam our captain.
Blackwell.
No.
Captain.
Sam Blackwell! The other ship is in distress. We must detach as soon as everybody's across.
You see, Donald, it was good that I tried to chop that rope before.
Capital idea, priest. We shall. As soon as our allies are across, we will distance ourselves from this
vessel.
You just
want the short trip over?
Excellent news. Here, have a drink.
I don't drink while I'm on duty. That's a joke. Give me a slug.
Do I have a say in this?
He
not necessarily.
He reveals the bottom of your tankard
then
for you.
Sure. I
well like done, sir. Flying. Well done.
I can't cast fly yet, but sure. Don't miss.
And Chuck came across.
You gonna yeet the halfling?
Yeet the halfling.
Yeet him. Let's get in athletics.
Still on rage, so still.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's strength ability checks as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Advantage athletics. On attacks and strength based.
Boogie.
15 plus 6.
Okay. Halfling make acrobatics check.
Oh, shit, oh, fuck.
15.
Okay, you're fine. Where would you like to end up?
I would like to land on Oberon's shoulders. like crotch to mouth, like kind of just
hey now. I take 2 points of damage.
No, I rolled because I forgot to check to see where you guys were in the whole, like, you know, are you higher than them, lower than them thing. Even. So, okay.
Yeah, hey,
as he mounted his steed.
Bloody hell, man. What do you think you're doing?
CPR.
I'm fine. Look to the other crew. Stop with your antics.
No. I'm out of spells. No.
Okay, Nora, you move across.
Yeah.
You complete the maneuver.
Yep.
Donald.
Are we higher or lower on that ship?
Even.
Even?
Even, Steven.
But the ship should be a little closer
Six
now.
6 foot, 5 foot, what?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Donald, do a cool pirate swing.
Do a flip!
I'm not going to push my luck too much on that. I just want to, is it close enough for
I give you a bardic inspiration.
Yeah, you can make a leap. You could also, like, shimmy across the rope.
Here,
too.
Hold on. I have to sing. I'm giving him a bardic inspiration. I made a short song. Donald, you cunt, don't fuck this up. Do a cool-ass stunt for the lass with the large rump.
That is glorious. Thank you.
You're a genius, sir.
You're welcome.
Unappreciated.
He calls that
mind.
One fat bottom girls.
They have the boots with the furs.
The whole ship's looking at her.
Yes.
She hits the floor.
The other ship's going to get low.
She's going to get low.
She brings
low
all the
and then low.
She brings all the sailors to the poop deck.
Her grog brings
her
all
milkshakers
the sailors to the
really do bring the boys to the yard.
And they're like, my grog's better than yours. I'm right, my grog's better than yours. Please stand by for technical difficulties.
It's at this point where we play like a video of Lucky just like rolling around on the floor, like playing with a toy. And it's just technical
his nutsack.
The cat just licking himself. Yes. Yes.
He's got a sack.
Check. He's got a pouch. He's got a pouch.
May not have any contents.
Like a
but there's no coins
pouch.
In. There's no coins in the purse.
Poor cat.
Oh man, do a flip. I wanted to quote Tropic Thunder so bad. I can't think of nothing, man, because the apple bottom jeans.
Boots with the fur.
With the fur.
What kind of Pan Pacific bullshit are you trying to?
Oh, God.
All right, let's finish the scene.
Oh,
Christ, man. You stop.
Well, the rest of the episode is just going to be idiots laughing. Enjoy, friends.
No, we should have like a moment where you're just like laughing. Like it's fast forwarding.
Fast forward a little bit. Oh, nope, still there. Oh, we're still laughing. Okay. We still think we're funny.
My gut is officially busted.
Okay, make the athletics check.
Athletics check it is.
Do a flip.
Okay, so 9 + 1 + 6.
Ooh.
That's all you get for athletics?
+6.
+1 + 6. Okay.
Yeah. So 10, 16.
16. All right, you managed to climb your way across.
Yeah, everybody's on the boat. And my illusion disappears because there's no reason for it to be there anymore.
Yay.
No more illusory Oberon.
It's just me.
I'm gonna be standing on the fuck is this called? Rear castle.
The stern castle.
Stern castle. I'm just gonna be standing at the top of the stairs looking down at Donald with disappointment, for he did no flips.
At this point of the day, I'm not pushing my luck.
It's like I hit a guy with a javelin. We're calling that a win.
That's what we call
it. I did not spear the captain to the bad guy. We're good.
Look.
I'm going to address the captain. Good captain, do you have any sort of restorative poison remedies on ship?
All in good time. Men, please sever the lines. And the men sever the lines.
Ka-chop, ka-chop.
They're not
ka-chop,
all men. Some
ka-chop.
Of them are ladies.
You know, Donald, I gave you my bardic inspiration, and you didn't use it. You know what we call that in halfling culture? A dick move. Okay.
You want to see a real dick move? Keep it up. Keep it up, Donald, and I'm Oberon back did, over to the other yeah. ship.
Oberon did see a really cool dick move.
This is not right, Oberon.
Did you get to see how
he
went up
he
close
just
and
shouted
personal?
In your ear.
I'm looking up at him. I have to shout to talk
oh,
to him.
Oh, I thought you were still piggybacked.
Nah, I got off.
He was over giving me stairs. A disproving
He got
stare.
Off of me.
I was disgruntled with his lack of cool shit, cool flips and stuff. I mean,
barbarians don't do cool flips.
In like a ninja class? Or,
that's yes. why we throw halflings so that they can do the cool shit.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Dwarf tossing.
No, they're too heavy. They're fat. They're dense. Sorry, dense.
They've got big bones.
No bones about it. So Captain Sam Blackwell orders the crew to their stations and begins to steer the vessel away from this now derelict and sinking warship.
Okay. I'd like to go below deck and pamper myself.
Is that what we're calling a long himself. Time?
I'm covered in blood. Things happened. I saw
horrible
red.
Things.
He did things he's not proud of.
I think I chest bursted a dude of. With a knife.
You definitely tried to make some calamari.
That's hot.
So, in the meantime, good captain, have we kept watch? I know we had another ship next to us. What happened with them?
Oh, yes, they're still out there. Let's find out what's happening with them next week. And that concludes the episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.